And maybe it's because there's no wide audience for it. Or maybe it's because it's not really marketable. Maybe because it's not, can't get sponsors. I don't know why it is. Or maybe it's because it's just not the white man's role. Or maybe when white people get up and talk about being drug dealers and AK-47 killers, maybe it's even sicker than that. Maybe when white people do it, they're accused of acting black. The truth is, in America, black murder is normal. Black murder is normal. The idea that a black man or a black woman would be involved in a homicide, either as a perpetrator or a victim, is so common, so broadly accepted, that it basically goes unnoticed. The truth of the matter is, black families are affected by homicide at rates of 10 times their white counterparts. There will be more death in the form of homicide involving black people this year than any other form of violence that dominates our national conversation. More than school shootings, mall shootings, mass shootings, workplace shootings, lovers' tryst that turn violent and bloody, even more than in war and in terrorism. No one will lose their life at greater numbers than black Americans involved in violence. You know, black murder in our country is not only common, it's not only frequent, but it's an idea that we celebrate. It's an idea that we say is okay. We actually make heroes out of the notion, heroes out of people that trivialize and romanticize it. Now, every time I show this information, people always say, well, if the number three cause of death for white males, what is the number one cause of death? And without fail, year after year, it's called unintentional injuries, accidents, falling off a four-wheeler, crashing a go-kart, or bungee jumping without paying attention to, you know, knots and things like that. And so basically, the American story is white kids are dying because they're clumsy, and black kids are dying because they're gunned down.